It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The state Supreme Court race kicks off with new political ads, tips to keep kids safe as temps drop below zero, and many public water wells have too much sodium in the groundwater. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's your top story. Ad wars in the hotly contested race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court are beginning. Republican-backed candidate Brad Schimmel is launching a $1.1 million television ad buy statewide today. It marks the first spending on TV ads in the closely watched race in the presidential swing state. Schimmel is a Waukesha County judge who faces Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford in the race for an open seat on the state's highest court. The election is April 1st. If Crawford wins, the Liberals will maintain a 4-3 majority on the court until at least 2028. If Schimmel wins, conservatives will win back the majority they lost in 2023. As temperatures dip into the single digits and below zero, UW Health offers tips on how to keep kids safe if they're outside. UW Health Child Safety Manager Rochelle Ethan says you need to make sure kids layer up.
Definitely wear those thin layers, keep kids dry and warm, and then take breaks at reasonable limits to make sure that when you're playing outside, you're not staying out there for too long. And then be mindful of the temperature. You know, if the windshield is cold, definitely maybe stay inside.
Ethan says it's also important to put sunscreen on kids and make sure they're hydrated. Wisconsin's municipal wells have too much sodium. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
The Journal Sentinel reports that much of that contamination comes from road salt. The Department of Natural Resources reports that 36% of the public wells tested for sodium are above the limits for people on low-sodium diets. This can lead to high blood pressure and other health issues. Many communities have already been cutting their salt usage, and the DNR reminds you that only a coffee cup's worth of salt can handle a residential driveway. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin-based retailer will be closing stores across the country. Friday, Kohl's announced its plan to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April. None of the stores are in Wisconsin. The announcement comes as the Menominee Falls-based retailer has seen 11 straight quarters of sales declines. The move is aimed to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The number of employees affected by the plan was not disclosed. You can help with wildfire relief efforts in California. American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhills on the best way to assist.
We're coordinating closely with our partners to provide food, shelter, and emotional support and other critical services. The American Red Cross currently from Wisconsin has 8 responders deployed to California.
Visit the American Red Cross website for more information and ways you can help with relief. Entries are being accepted to design next year's State Park and Forest Vehicle Pass. Ted Allen tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says high school age students can submit their drawings through April 30th for the 2026 Vehicle Admission Pass, which allows access to over 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across the state. More information on the contest is available at the DNR website. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.